growls when there is nothing there.
So, now you're disappointed of being cheated of a really juicy crime.
Juicy? Oh, what a terrible word. Now, I admit that I would like to have been confronted by something recherché, something rare.
And what would be your ideal murder mystery, Poirot?
A very simple crime. A crime with no complications. A crime that was unimpassioned, anteam.
Well, how can a crime be anteam?
Supposing that four people sit down to play bridge, and one, the odd man out, sits in a chair by the fire. At the end of the evening, that man is found dead. Mm. One of the four, while he is dummy, has gone over and killed him, and, intent on the play of the hand, the other three have not noticed. Ha ha! There would be a real crime.
I can't see any excitement in that.
Ah, well, that is because you have the melodramatic soul, Hastings. For you, there must be the curiously twisted dagger, the stolen eye of the god, the beautiful woman with auburn hair. Now, you would like not one murder, but a series of murders.
Well, I must admit that a second murder in a book can often cheer things up. If the murder happens in the first chapter, and you have to follow up everybody's alibi until the last page but one, it can get a bit...